Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer. Let's get growing.
Have you ever wanted more discipline and focus when it comes to your health? Do you make New Year's resolutions that go on film? Do you want to rock 2017 as bad as I do? So 2016 was an amazing year for me. And the other day, I downloaded the first 30 days of John Lee Dumas's newest book, The Self-Mastery Journal. And I immediately wanted to puke. I mean, this seems so formal, so difficult, and looking back at last year's resolutions felt absolutely helpless. But after studying it for a day and recently listening to a replay of Kate's Take Season 2, which is all about systems and processes, I thought maybe I can finally do this and change for good. I really want to be healthy, energetic, and pretty. Mostly what actually I really care about is living a cruelty-free life, or as cruelty-free as I can be, as earth-friendly as I can be, and make nutritious, good-for-my-planet decisions about my food habits. It just seems like there's no excuse for me to be this overweight. There's no excuse for me to eat so much processed and healthy food. I'm always coming up with excuses. So I'm just curious, do you feel that way too? And if you do, I invite you to join me in making 2017 your healthiest year ever. So today is Wednesday, December 21st. The other day, I talked to Denny Cray, who was my very first guest, and hopefully his episode will be posting soon. And I talked to him about nutrient-dense food and cravings based on a lack of minerals. So I pulled out my old The Food Babe Way, which I ordered this summer and read. And I remembered I was successful last summer doing her sugar detox challenge. And that worked really, and it was pretty easy. And like totally, it was exactly on, the food cravings went away. I didn't eat any processed sugar that week. It was just amazing. It was a 7-day detox. And it worked really good, but of course I fell off the bandwagon, and then I ordered her book, The Food Babe Way, but I never actually took it to heart or followed it. So the book has 21 action steps called The Food Babe Way, Break Free from the Hidden Toxins in Your Food and Lose Weight, Look Years Younger, and Get Healthy in Just 21 Days. So there's 21 action steps. So after listening to Kate's Take System and Processes, just in Kate's Take fashion, I broke these 21 steps into 3 columns. Now, in her steps, she breaks them into daily, weekly, monthly, but I broke my 3 columns into easy, challenging, yet invigorating, and difficult. So those are my 3 columns. Easy, basically easy, challenging, and difficult. Difficult ones are going to be the ones that are hard to keep. You know, challenging are going to be ones that are going to be a little bit more difficult, but I can probably hack it. So day one of the Food Babe Way's plan is to drink a warm glass of lemon water each day. So that goes under easy, right? Well, for me, it's not always the easiest. Lots of days, lots of weeks I'm living out of a cooler, but I still think I can pull this off. So I'm putting this one under the easy column, kind of on the border of challenging, but I think I can do this if I put my mind to it and say I'm going to do it. And then sometimes you put a little cayenne in it. And she says this is just essential. And I've heard other people say this too. So one of my big things that I want to put into, so the self-mastery journal starts out with your morning routine and filling in these things. So I didn't want to put things in my morning routine I wasn't going to accomplish, but this is one I feel like I could probably check off my list. Now one of her secrets is to start the night before, get your water out so it's room temperature, because you don't really want hot water and you don't really want cold water. You want room temperature water, and then put the lemon right out on the cutting board with the knife the night before. So you're all ready to get up first thing in the morning. I have to admit, there's a part of me that wants to do the lemon water like in the afternoon. I stop drinking coffee afternoon. I'm always looking for something to drink, and that might be a better time for me. I can just run some water through my coffee pot at school. I can keep a lemon on my windowsill because I have to keep kind of away from the window so it doesn't freeze like my eggs. And I can just have that right in my classroom. So I'm thinking that's something I'm definitely going to try to do as one of my self-mastery goals. The other one is using Organifi. So I was recently talking to the rep from Organifi about getting my affiliate link set up, which I did. So you can now, Organic Gardener podcast listeners, enter the code OGP16 at checkout and get a 15% discount on Organifi. So I was telling the rep from Organifi when I was talking to him, you don't understand. I'm a teacher. I don't have time to put the scoop of Organifi in my cup. And he left and he says, it sounds like you don't have time not to. And, you know, he was right. So I applied Kate's Take systems and processes to this task for the month of December. So first what I did was I cleaned five clean canning jars and put a scoop of Organifi in them on Sunday morning before I left. And then it made it easier. I'm already hauling several gallon jugs of water to my room for coffee. Yes, I do have time to make coffee, but I do that the night before. So anyway, I have a gallon jug of water in my room. So it's just basically pour, shake, and drink. One warning I want to give you, canning jars do tend to leak because I'm always like leaving it open and then I want to shake it up a little more as I'm drinking it. So just make sure it's sealed tight when you shake it. But this has increased my Organifi consumption and therefore my healthy nutrients for the week exponentially. So it's just been a great little tip that's worked for me to get it all ready the week before on Sunday. And just what I love about Organifi is it tastes great. It's full of super healthy nutrients. So if you go to the link on my website, you can see the Organifi nutrients, but I'll just kind of talk about them right here. So it has chlorella in it, which is a green algae and a good source of protein, fat, carbohydrates, fiber, chlorophyll, vitamins, and minerals. Moringa, which is a plant that's native to the sub-Himalayan areas of India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Afghanistan, but it's also grown in the tropics. The leaves, bark, flowers, fruit, seeds, and root are used to make this medicine that's in there. It's got spirulina, which is a great source for plant protein, also high in iron and calcium. First discovered by the Aztecs in Central America, where they consumed it daily for energy and strength. It has mint, which adds to its yummy taste. It's a fragrant addition to popular dishes and drinks, and they've added this for its health benefits as well as, like I said, it helps with the taste. It's got beets, which are a good source of folate, potassium, fiber, and antioxidants, as well as nitrates. So having it in a juice makes it taste great, and it's a nutritious super ingredient, the beets. It's got matcha green tea, which is a common refreshment in Japanese monasteries. Matcha is high in an antioxidant called EGCG, which will reduce stress, regulates hormones within normal ranges, and helps reduce appetite. So that helps if you're trying to lose weight, which I started using Organifi last summer when I worked at the restaurant, and like I just couldn't believe how much it would just like make me feel full and I can make it through my busy day without wanting to eat the food in the restaurant, because you were there for a long time and you're just constantly surrounded by food, which makes you hungry. And I found that when I had the Organifi, I wasn't tempted to like want to eat everything in my sight. Using it as a teacher in the afternoon. So this is the other thing that I'm doing in the afternoons too, was I would mix my Organifi in the morning. I would reshake it at lunch and I'd either eat it at lunch or swig it down in the late afternoon. So like a lot of people are always talking about that, you know, 2:30, 3 o'clock afternoon burnout, you know, where they go to get a cup of coffee. Well, I can't go get a cup of coffee because for some reason, if I drink coffee afternoon, I stay up all night. Like I just don't do caffeine afternoon very well. Pop, tea, coffee, just any kind of caffeine. So I've always kind of been worried. So the Organifi is the best pick me up. If I don't have time to eat lunch, it's great at lunch. Granted, a lot of days I don't even have time to suck it down during my little lunch break. So a lot of times, but I can drink it, you know, while the kids don't care, if I'm drinking my green juice during the afternoon, and it really helps me make it through the afternoon. So anyway, I think the matcha green tea is a big help for that. And I've heard tons of benefits of drinking green tea. Always wanted to get more of it in my diet. So that's a big help. Wheatgrass, which is known as the lifeblood of plant life. Even the ancient Egyptians worshipped that food for its health, positive, healthy benefits. Ashwagandha, which is a combination of amino acids, vitamins, and herbs, which modulates your response to stress or a changing environment. They're called adaptogens, which help the body cope with external stresses such as toxins in the environment and internal stresses. It has turmeric, which comes from the root of the curcuma longa plant, and has a tough brown skin and a deep orange flesh that contains powerful antioxidants. It has lemon, which is a nutritious fruit and also has a nice citrus refreshment in the blend. It helps to give a light flavor without overpowering any of the other ingredients. Coconut water, which is a natural refreshment, low in calories, naturally fat and cholesterol free. It's high in potassium and electrolytes and is super hydrating. And then they use a monk fruit for a natural sweetener, which has a low glycemic powder and a sweetness approximately 170 times sugar without the potential gut disrupting side effects of many of the other natural sweeteners. So there's the list of ingredients and the benefits of drinking Organifi. I found it because John Lee Dumas was talking about it, and I wrote him and was like, do you actually really use this? And he totally does every day. And if you know anything about John Lee Dumas, he's full of energy. I swear when I met him last March, I was like, this guy is glowing. Like, he's just really been focusing on his fitness and his health. And so, and he is certainly busier than I am, I'm sure, doing all the things that he's doing. So if he promoted it, I thought I'd give it a try. And I would not say this if I didn't totally recommend it. So as many of you know, I talked about turning 49, being, you know, really ready to rock my 50s. I've been working on my health, my looks. The Rodan and Fields thing is still going great. I love their skincare products. So now I'm trying to be ready to pick it up a notch. I'm going to work on my eating and my nutrients and trying to be a little more cruelty free. So some of the other things in the food babe she talks about is, you know, definitely choosing organic or grass fed or, you know, locally grown food that's grown in a sustainable manner. If you eat meat, and for me, it would be dairy products. I eat a ton of dairy. And so finding locally fed or organic dairy products would be something that I could do. You know, finding meat that's grass-fed, that doesn't have antibiotics. She really talks a lot about the food industry and how Americans, you know, that we have a right to healthy food and know what's in our products. I mean, she's just her food babe army. If you're interested in environmentalism or caring about the food that people, you know, eat in our society and having an effect on children and just you should check out her army, because she just does amazing things. She gets petitions signed by people that help her get meetings with boards, you know, of like Kraft and Pacholti and Chick-fil-A. And just, she's a great animal rights and environmentalist activist and food hero. And so if you don't know who the Food Babe is, you know, I think you'll enjoy her website. The links are there. I read her book. I got her sugar detox. It really helped me. And so if you're ready to rock 2017... I hope you'll join me, and I'll be trying to like pick up my newsletter. I'm kind of trying to figure out, I know it's hard to believe as a writer that I would have a hard time figuring out what to write, but I just never know what to put in the email. So I'm kind of working on picking that up, and the Golden Seas newsletter, it's very time consuming. So I've been working on that and kind of looking for maybe an intern to help me with the show notes and take some of the time consuming steps out of it. And then maybe that will free me up to have more time. Oh, there's my school. It's time to go to specials alarm that goes off every day. Sorry. Anyway, just wanted to check in with people, tell you Organifi is going to, their affiliate link is going to be one of my new sponsors on the show. So, you'll be hearing about that. And, Amazon's another one. I hope, you know, if you're shopping at Amazon or if you did this weekend, or for Christmas or after for New Year's or the Super Bowl or anything, like, even if you don't purchase the book, although I have to, you know, there's lots of great recommended books that people have shared over the years. I just went to the library yesterday and picked up like, I think 15 gardening books that they've been holding for me that I'm excited to read this vacation. And I've been reaching out to some authors. So hopefully I'll have some great guests coming up. And I don't know, just here's to a healthier 2017. 2016 was amazing. And 2017 is going to be better. Thanks for listening and have a great holiday. If you know somebody who would benefit from the Organic Gardener podcast, we would just love it if you would share it with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and remember to grow.